Welcome to Vango Notes for Human Resource Management, 11th edition, by Gary Dessler. Chapter 6, Employee Testing and Selection. Section 1, Big Ideas. It's become part of today's language, and you've probably said it. What is this common phrase? Once companies like Google have recruited a pool of applicants, the next step is to select the best candidate for the job. This usually means whittling down the applicant pool by using various screening tools and techniques. But what is a test, and what do we need to know about them before we use them? Let's look at some basic testing concepts. A test is basically a sample of a person's behavior. Before a company uses a selection test or other selection tool, it must determine that the device is both reliable and valid. A reliable test produces consistent scores when a person takes two alternate forms or takes the same test on two or more different occasions. So, if you score 90 on an in something consistently, it doesn't prove that you're measuring what you intend to measure. For example, a 33-inch yardstick will consistently tell you that 33-inch boards are 33 inches long. Unfortunately, if what you're looking for is a board that's one full yard long, your 33-inch yardstick, though reliable, is misleading you by 3 inches. What you need is a valid yardstick. Validity tells you whether the test, or yardstick, is measuring what you think it's supposed to be measuring. For instance, some tests are more clearly representative of the behavior being sampled than others. A keyboarding test clearly responds to an on-the-job behavior for an office worker, while a test on the periodic table of the elements clearly doesn't. So, test validity answers the question, does this test measure what it's supposed to measure? Put another way, validity refers to the correctness of the inferences that we can make based on the test. For example, if Jane gets a higher score on a mechanical comprehension test than Jim, can we be sure that Jane possesses more mechanical comprehension than Jim? On employee selection tests, validity often refers to evidence that the test is job-related. In other words, that performance on the test is a valid predictor of subsequent performance on the job. A selection test must be valid since, without proof of validity, there's no logical or legally permissible reason to use it. But just what types of tests are used for selection? Let's look at a few. We can conveniently classify tests according to whether they measure cognitive abilities, mental abilities, motor and physical abilities, personality and interests, or achievement. First, cognitive tests include intelligence tests and tests of specific mental abilities, like memory or inductive reasoning. For example, intelligence or IQ tests are tests of general intellectual abilities. They measure a range of abilities, including memory, vocabulary, verbal fluency, and numerical ability. You might also want to measure motor abilities, such as finger dexterity. Lifeguards must show they can swim a course before they're hired. However, a person's cognitive and physical abilities alone seldom explain her job performance. Other factors, like motivation and interpersonal skills, are very important. So, employers use personality tests to measure and predict these intangibles. For example, as part of its selection process for CEO candidates, Hewlett-Packard put its candidates through a 2-hour, 900-question personality test. Finally, companies may use achievement tests to measure what candidates have learned. Most of the tests you take in school are achievement tests. They measure your job knowledge in areas like economics, marketing, or human resources. Achievement tests are also popular in work, where, in addition to job knowledge, they may measure an applicant's abilities. A keyboarding test is an example of an achievement test. Regardless of the type, some form testing is usually a part of an employer's selection process. Remember, human resource managers must make sure the tests are both reliable and reject those who, its software judges, are unmatchable. So, in today's world, your scores on selection tests may dictate either your next job or your next date. That's the end of this section.
Section 2, Practice Questions. Okay, important, because it has effects on performance, costs, and A, legal obligations, or B, strategic planning. The answer is A, legal obligations. Equal employment laws require non-discriminatory selection procedures for protected groups, and courts will find employers liable when employees with criminal records or other problems use access to customers' homes or similar opportunities to commit crimes. Question 2. To be effective, selection tests must be both reliable and A, consistent, or B, valid. The answer is B. Validity tells you whether the test is measuring what you think it's supposed to be measuring. Question 3. We can classify tests according to whether they measure physical abilities, personality, and interests, achievement, or A, mental abilities, or B, job performance. The answer is A, mental abilities. Cognitive tests include tests of general reasoning ability and tests of specific mental abilities, like memory and inductive reasoning. Question 4. Typical work simulation exercises include the in-basket, management games, and A, leaderless group discussions, or B, interest inventories. The answer is A. In leaderless group discussion, trainers give a leaderless group a discussion question and tell members to arrive at a group decision. They then evaluate each group member's interpersonal skills, acceptance by the group, leadership ability, and individual influence. Okay, let's try a few true education, identification, county criminal records, motor vehicle record, credit, licensing verification, social security number, and reference checks. Question 6. Most firms still use the polygraph, or lie detector, for honesty testing. True or false? The answer is false. The use of polygraph testing is severely restricted under current law. Question 7. Graphology, also known as handwriting analysis, has some resemblance to projective personality tests and is thus a valid selection tool. True or false? The answer is false. Although some firms can give personality test measures the personality dimensions of extroversion, emotional stability neuroticism, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness to experience. That's the end of this section. Section 3, Key Terms. Okay, now we'll review some of the chapter's key terms. I'll give you the term and pause a few seconds while you mentally define it, and then I'll come back and state the definition. Ready? Question 1. What is negligent hiring? Negligent hiring is the hiring of workers with questionable backgrounds. Test validity is the accuracy with which a test, interview, and so on measures what it purports to measure or fulfills a function it was designed to fill. Question 4. What is an expectancy chart? An expectancy chart is a graph showing the relationship between preferred occupation. Question 6. Define work samples. Work samples are actual job tasks used in testing an applicant's performance. Applicants are presented with situations representative of the job for which they're applying and evaluated on their responses. Question 7. What is the work sampling technique? The work sampling technique is a testing method based on measuring performance on actual basic job tasks. Question 8. What is a management assessment center? A management assessment center is a simulation where management candidates are asked to perform realistic tasks, tests, or games in hypothetical situations and are scored on their performance. Question 9. What are in-basket exercises? In in-basket exercises confront the job candidate with reports, memos, and other administering it to applicants before they are hired, and later comparing their test results to their actual performance to gauge the test's predictive power. That's the end of this section. Section 4, Rapid Review. Are you ready for the exam? Let's see. In this section, I'll give you, what are the advantages of the work sampling technique? The work sampling technique measures actual job tasks, is not likely to be unfair to minorities, does not delve into the applicant's personality or otherwise invade privacy, and exhibits better validity than other tests. Question 3. What is content validity? A test is content valid if it contains a fair sample of tasks and skills actually needed for the job. Question 4. What are management games? Management games ask participants to solve realistic problems as members of simulated companies competing in a marketplace. Question 5. What do personality tests measure? Personality tests measure basic aspects of an applicant's personality, such as introversion, stability, and motivation. Question 6. Name the 3 ways to estimate a test's consistency or reliability. The 3 ways to estimate a test's consistency or reliability are retest estimate, equivalent form estimate, and internal comparison estimate. Question 7. How can employers protect themselves from negligent hiring claims? Action if problems arise. Question 8. What is face validity? Face validity is the obviousness of the link between the test and performing the job. Question 9. Managers can avoid equal employment opportunity problems simply by avoiding selection tests. True or false? The answer is false. EEO guidelines and laws apply to all selection devices, including interviews, applications, and references. Last one, question 10. What are situational tests?
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.